consuming as a party.
Can you hear me? Loud ass TV. No, can you hear me now? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can.
All right, there we go. What's up, man?
What's up? This thing got re-download the app plus set up his profile and all that.
Oh, Trey. It's all good. What's up? What's going on with y'all, bro?
Shit, eating.
Chilling on you, bro.
I'm already the motherfucker. I ain't having my lunch.
What you eating, bro?
So I ate a boudin and I made me some noodles. I'm hungry in a bit. I have a baby right now.
What about that big breakfast you ate?
I lied. I was gonna make one, bro, but my son was fucked up.
Oh, snap.
Oh. Well, I wasn't doing nothing really, but I was just sitting down all day. But
it was boring.
The last part, the OSHA shit.
Bunch of regulations and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how I go. Regulation.
Yeah, it's super boring.
Well, money good, though.
I'm happy for you, bro.
Plus, I get incentives, nigga. I didn't know that. You get 50 cents for working nights and 50 cents for working weekends.
Since we last talked, things done changed. I done had a baby
last October.
Hell yeah. I done had a baby since then. Vontae done been in two relationships since then.
All right, boy. Watch out, man.
Hey, you dry snitching out here? You look like you're dry snitching. Shut up.
He'll be all right.
That's a good thing. The women will be listening to this podcast right now.
Any new woman if they was,
he'll still be all right, even if they was. What they gonna do? That's big homie D. What the hell are they gonna say?
You right, bro.
Stuttering right now.
That's exactly why I don't share it on my Facebook page. I don't need the wrong people listening to it.
That's okay. I'm gonna tag you. Big name. First name. Lead off.
Since we just listened to the gear that got married.
Oh, yeah, true. True.
The only nigga who got married didn't tell nobody was Trey ass.
Ooh, true. True.
Y'all didn't check my, y'all didn't check the Facebook? Nigga, we talk every day on the group chat. Nigga can say, hey, y'all getting married.
It's one thing to see that explanation through text. I got to hear this nigga voice and all that because that situation was...
There you go, my boy.
I have a
big trade. Big trade.
Hey, before we say anything, congratulations to Trey for being the salesman of the year. If you need a car, hit that nigga line.
Yeah, if you're in East Texas,
no,
hit my boy.
East Texas, hit my boy. Texas anywhere. Lou, Bunch, I'm mad y'all bought y'all cars somewhere else.
I'm telling you, if your credit ain't good, do not go to Trey and embarrass that man. Blow his computer up because you're shit in the negatives.
Yeah, you gotta be mad at Avante. I wasn't gonna find my charger in East Texas.
If you were, bro, we have a Dodge store.
Damn. Avante needed a car. I was carless.
that boy Avante wrote that what was that? What was the white car? The Honda older than us, boy.
No cap.
Hey, shit. Y'all can laugh all y'all want. That Honda didn't last that nigga, bro.
Hey, that nigga drove. That nigga drove everywhere in that bitch.
All over.
Big miles, Houston, East Texas. That car saw a lot.
We was rolling.
Then he said, "All right, I'm done. You can't drive me no more, fam."
Then the charge got fucked off within 2 or 3 months. Then my nigga was back at the bitch. That was it. I was hurt for that nigga, man, when he called me like, man, my charger told the dog. And it wasn't even that nigga fault, man. That's the fucked up part about it.
It was my fault.
Big money. Daddy, okay. My boy, I had two of them things back to back. It ain't nothing.
Got the drink in me going back to back.
It ain't nothing. What y'all boys want to get into first, though?
Josh Gordon done in the NFL. Done.
Yeah, he done. Oh, yeah. I feel like I ain't never seen a man have that many chances and keep burning people. Like, just ban him for life, please. Just leave it alone.
It's over for him, bro. It's done. Set in stone. It ain't one of them. Oh, he'll come back. This is fifth time, bro. I don't see no way they let him back. Zero.
It can't be just weed at this point. It got to be cocaine. No,
it's that syrup, bro. He talked about that, bro. He probably sipping that lean, bro. Probably that, and I mean, he in Seattle. You know, they got weed everywhere out there, bro. Dispensaries and everything, bro. So he probably got caught up, bro.
That nigga was buying it. He can't blame Seattle on that. That nigga was getting weed regardless if it was legal or not.
Man, it's just out there. I remember when the Cowboys went out there and Zeke was at a dispensary.
We already know Zeke smoked weed. Zeke lips black as fuck.
Everybody in the NFL smoke weed. They test them niggas like in March. It's really a stupidity test. Do you know when you're going to get tested? That's the only day you get tested. After that, they leave you alone the whole year. Test you once a year. So, again,
only,
it's really
the
just
only nigga. Yeah, test. But if you like, if you them niggas that get caught all the time, you get drug tests at least 4 or 5 times every month.
Oh, yeah.
Once you in that system, shit, they get you every month.
Yeah, a part of his was probably that nigga probably got tested every 2-3 weeks. And I mean, he addicted, you know, bro. It's addiction.
What'd you say, Trey?
Oh, bro.
Surprise test and pop up on your test.
The only time I feel like he got screwed over was when the Browns hold him just to keep him one more year when he had a glass of wine at a team function and he didn't post a drink.
But I mean, of course, I mean, it should be legal anyway, NFL, MLB, all that. MLB already said they finna stop testing for it, period. Like, they're not going to even test for it at all. But at the same time, bro, I mean, the rules is the rules, bro. And he just addicted, bro. I mean,
you held to a high standard no matter what it is. I don't know if y'all know this, but states in the state of Texas can't smoke cigarettes. Cigarettes is legal in the, you know, can't smoke cigarettes.
Who can't smoke cigarettes?
Texas state troopers. You can't smoke cigarettes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Okay.
Like I said, you can fight about legal or not, but at the end of the day, the rules.
Niggas don't need to smoke cigarettes, no way. They ain't good for you, no way.
Like, let's back real quickly on baseball. Bring steroids back because baseball was better when niggas hitting home runs. I'm just saying, bro. Baseball boring as hell. Bro, you can't tell me back when we was growing up, baseball was fun as hell watching niggas hit home runs almost every night.
You gonna have people that don't know what they doing and shorten their lives. I mean, Chris Benoit and their family. Nah, man, we don't need all that stuff.
Yeah, I killed wrestling when Eddie Guerrero died, and then that crazy tragedy with Chris Benoit. I ain't watched wrestling since. Oh, man, that's good. I'm done.
But yeah, that's tough, bro. That nigga had a big catch yesterday and everything. But it's not gonna be better for him to be out at NFL. It would be better for him to be around what he loved to do. But at the same time, bro, like this it. That's I don't know what else he's gonna find to be able to do in life.
He need to go to a real rehab facility. You know, when you get that money, you go into a rehab facility when you just walk out on your own.
But that might not be the best for him because he ain't gonna stay.
Well, the NFL says And definitely, I'm waiting for probably the next 24 hours. Probably in the morning, is going to say, see, I'll cut him. And be just going to get him.
He's been suspended, what, four times indefinitely? Five. I ain't never seen nobody get five times.
Well, not, I don't know about indefinitely, but he's been suspended five times. Yeah, he got suspended indefinitely last December. And then they let him back because they, but that was probably like, okay, then you just came back, whatever. We helping you work through it, whatever. They let him back in, but now again, bro, like I just don't see because by time, okay, let's say they even let him give him a year or two off. By then, he gonna be dead shot. Like he barely able to run now. By then, it's he ain't gonna be able to do nothing. So,
but like, when was that big year? About 2014 or whatever when he had that one big year and he been living off that, ever since.
That was like 2012, 2013.
He been living off that 1 year.
He was fresh out of Baylor.
That was his first year. He had 1,600 yards. I think almost double digit touchdowns. He ain't been getting chances because of that 1 year since.
Yep.
I've been saying that shit. Martavis Bryant still suspended.
I ain't gonna lie, I forgot about Martavis Bryant. I forgot about that nigga, bro.
Me too, until that suspension came up. Remember, last time I really talked about that nigga was we was at the draft, and they traded that nigga to Oakland. Because I remember we was in line, and we was in line with some dudes from Raider fans. I said, the only team dumb enough to trade for that nigga is Oakland. What happened? Oakland traded. 20 minutes later.
Yep. Now you
stay off the weed. Stay off the weeds, like Stephen A. Smith say. When it's affecting your money, leave that shit alone.
Yeah, honestly. Or at least be smart enough to know past the stupidity test.
Yeah.
But since we're on the NFL, what else y'all want to get into? Do y'all talk about the Patriots? We could pick our Super Bowl picks. What y'all want to get into, bro?
I want to talk about these young black quarterbacks out here. When it was a time when black quarterbacks had to go to Canada and shit just to get a chance. All of them ain't good, but they all entertaining. Jameis can get you 18 interceptions, but he'll throw 20 touchdowns.
Yeah, that nigga finna he finna be the first quarterback ever to have 30 touchdowns and 30 picks in the same season.
Hey, that's Joe Namath, boy. Like, look at Joe Namath's numbers, bro. That nigga basically was Jameis. Like, look at that nigga numbers.
And I would say they're gonna move on from him, but I don't see it. I don't know.
If he had better decision making and with the ball, shit, I would say I'm all for it.
Who's y'all favorite black quarterback right now?
Not even a question.
Right now, is there any question? Like, I always like Mahomes. I like Lamar Jackson right now, especially Lamar Jackson, even though I'm a Steelers fan. Because I still say, we talked about this all the time, me, Vontae, whoever we talk, we always said, I've always said, nobody got shitted no more than Lamar Jackson since, like, the Cam Newton draft, what, 2011, 2010? Like, they had to do control. I watched his games in Louisville. He was a freshman, all this, we all did. The nigga could throw the ball. I feel like next year would be the year he really start launching that bitch. This year, he's mixing it up, but next year he really gonna just like show he can throw the ball. The thing is, his receivers never open. His tight ends are, but I don't care. Hollywood Brown can't beat coverage every play. Willie Sneed, we know what he is. So that's why them tight ends.
Who you say? Who you say, Trey?
As far as what?
Your favorite.
Yeah, the underdog from Louisville, the guy that said he wasn't going to run the 40 to come by.
What about you, Vontae?
Yeah, we all in the grins, bro, because I'm on that train too.
But let's think about it.
I'm gonna go with my boy Kyler. Kyler, my favorite. I've been like that nigga though, ever since he came in. Because I mean, this nigga won in Texas. He won at Oklahoma. Like, this nigga pretty much the best high school quarterback ever in Texas, and that's saying a lot. So I was like, man, niggas doubting him. I was like, I don't care how tall he is. That nigga not just going to dominate in high school, dominate in college, and then get to the NFL and not do nothing. So I believe
it happen,
I think they're going to be all right. I think
they competitive. They competitive, and I like that. Like, if you're a team that's always losing, but you ain't competitive, you don't got no hope.
My thing about that is it happens at every level of the sport. You dominate high school, dominate in college, and then there's some times where it just don't pan out.
Yeah. Well, I guess more so with him because, again, he was the – as we know, we all live in Texas. We know what high school football is in Texas. So to be pretty much the greatest high school quarterback ever here is like OD. So I was like, all right, bro, he did that. Okay, what you going to do in college? Okay, you go to college, you kill niggas. And that nigga just so fast, bro. He make fast niggas look slow. Like him and Lamar. Well, Lamar is more shifty. Lamar fast too, but he's shifty. Kyler just, this nigga feet, he's so short. This nigga feet be looking like they're on steroids, nigga. Like, this nigga moves so fast, bro. It don't make no sense.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, Russell Wilson is one of the most underrated quarterbacks ever to me because when they were talking about it was just the defense, people wasn't dismissing the skills he had. Russell Wilson, if it was for Lamar on his latest run the last few weeks, Russell Wilson would be the MVP to me.
Yeah. The worst black quarterback in the league right now, Cam?
The worst?
Yeah, what you
could
say is
Jameis. I would take a healthy Cam over Jameis. So, and I would take both of them over
Brissett.
Yeah, I would take both of them over Brissett. Even though, like, you could say Brissett, like he's not as stupid as Jameis, but Jameis gonna give you more. Jameis is more talented.
He's gonna take a team.
Yeah, I would say like, give me Cam and Jameis over Jacoby.
Yeah, I said the same thing. Remember, I was talking to Vontae one day, and Colin Cowherd said the same thing. I feel like Jacoby Brissett is just a better version of Mark Cousins from Minnesota. That's his best comparison, Cousins from Minnesota.
So you agree, Vontae, or you think you still go with you still saying Cam?
No, I was just really wondering. I had forgot about Brissett. Like, I like Jameis, bro. Like, I mean, they could easily finish. If they win their last two games, I don't know who they play against, but they could be 9-7, bro. Like,
and like nothing. you say, it's crazy in the NFL now. It's so many black quarterbacks that we can actually forget a nigga. Like, dang, I forgot he started for them. You know what I'm saying? Which is, I'm proud of that, bro. It's crazy. Like, it ain't never been like this ever.
And one of my homies brought up a point. If you look at Peyton Manning first 5 years in the league, they kind of own
more touchdowns
to Jameis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing is, like when they try to talk about when, like Shannon Sharp said about Lamar Jackson breaking the record, Vic only had 20 touchdowns that year. Shit, Lamar got 33. Vic was never like a big touchdown passer, you know. Straight on, but shit, accuracy was trash, just like Cam's. Cam barely be over 55.
Trey, you agree that Jacoby the worst?
No, Jacoby Brissett's a good quarterback. He's I think he's underrated. I didn't like him. I just don't like how he looks. He don't look like a quarterback, but what he's done, you know, for what he had to do, step right in, Luck saying I'm out. I mean, it's kind of what category you're gonna put him in, like kind of. Give you the big time quarterback the production that Jameis do, but are you more into I don't want to make as many mistakes and put on my defense as much? It's just, I don't know.
I'll say both of them is the least athletic black quarterbacks. Him and Jameis, when them niggas run, they be like, nah, bro, just stay in the pocket.
Be looking like Brady out there, struggling to make it.
Yeah, them niggas be looking a little unathletic.
Deshaun Watson is one of underrated.
I forgot about Deshaun Watson.
I'm telling you, bro, it's 13 of them starting, bro. I love Deshaun.
13 black quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson he looking to throw that bitch down the field.
Close to half, almost half of the niggas starting in NFL black quarterbacks. Like that's 5 years ago, we would have been like, that's crazy. Like. That's not going to happen.
5 years ago, we were in crazy. We only had six starting black quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Because, look at Russell.
And yesterday we had Donovan McNabb, Dante Culpepper.
And Vic.
Vic.
Steve McNair. Vic.
Aaron Brooks.
I wasn't gonna count him. I thought about him. I wasn't gonna count him.
Yeah, we can't count him.
Quincy Carter.
Quincy Carter.
Hell no.
Hey, he started though.
Legitness to him, you know.
He started
Craig
though.
Got to him. Shit. Hell no.
I remember Aaron Brooks in New Orleans. He used to make some crazy plays. He was kind of like Jameis, but more athletic.
Man, yeah. You know it's bad when Lil Wayne say what he said. I'm in the way you can't pass like Aaron Brooks.
Cordell Stewart was good, but Cordell Stewart was all over the place.
That boy gay. He's super gay.
Oh yeah. Man, I ain't worried about his personal life. I'm talking about the football field.
It's just funny because I never forget like his situation when the dude he was messing with called him out and all that. It was just like, that's crazy because he was on the down low, of course.
He was with the lady,
as I always say, like if you just look at the number of niggas in the NFL, somebody gay. Just don't know. Somebody like it's literally impossible for 53 man roster. 32 team, like somebody again, niggas just ain't saying it.
Right. So Mahomes is really great too, but the thing is, they defense him missing time this year hurt him, and the fact that the Chiefs defense so up and down, more than likely down all the time because they trash. They went from a Super Bowl contender to a sleeper team in a matter of weeks.
Which is crazy, but I mean, like they said, people sleeping on them. But I mean, when you have a talent like that, anything can happen in the playoffs. So
yeah,
but in a playoff game, if the Chiefs and the Ravens make it to the AFC Championship, it's a toss up to me.
Yeah, because who defense gonna make the better plays? The Ravens been making plays the last few weeks, but they still middle of the pack defense when it comes to numbers.
If y'all had to say what would be, regardless of who you want to make it, what would be the most exciting Super Bowl? What would y'all say?
Most exciting Super Bowl?
Patriots Cowboys ever.
What?
Well, like we say, that would break every TV record ever. That would break every TV record ever.
Patriots Cowboys was American waiting on for the last decade. I don't care what
nobody says. Yeah, the Patriots with that bullshit ass offense, you wasting time like a motherfucker.
It would be.
It'd be like, damn. Then look, you wouldn't get exposed for Cowboy offense. The stage would be too big. It'll be a defensive game, and niggas ain't getting open because we already know Amari Cooper gonna get locked down again by Gilmore. Gilmore gonna be just locking this nigga up, and nobody else gonna get open.
As far as who I just want to, I would be cool with either the Ravens or the Chiefs making it, and then on the other side, as far as exciting, Ravens or Chiefs, and then on the other side, I guess 49ers or the Saints.
I like to see Seattle or the Saints, because the last few weeks I was talking to Vontae about it. Like, I mean, hearing these analysts, they was like, oh, they got to run the ball, right? Because they do have a great running game.
Well, you know, I think not the Saints. I would say the Seahawks, because on offense, Russell, you would have Russell running around and stuff. The Saints, you just got Drew Brees dropping back, throwing to Michael Thomas. Throw it to Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
The thing is this, man. Like, with San Francisco, you paid – how much Garoppolo getting paid, Lou? About 120?
27 a year.
For you paying a nigga 27 a year, and they talking about they need to run the ball. They basically you talking about the game manager. I'm not paying a nigga $27 million to be a game manager. Bitch, throw some touchdown. Cause that San Francisco Saints game was mostly just bad defense, bro. Both sides.
What you think, Vontae?
Most exciting. Like you said, on the AFC side, probably the Chiefs, Ravens. And then probably I want to see the Seahawks. I mean, I like Russell. I don't know. Just the 49ers. I don't know, bro. I'm still not sold on it, man.
Like in the big quarterback position. How many 300-yard games Garoppolo got? Like three? His first one was only about 4 weeks ago.
But it's crazy how hot they scored it, and they could possibly be a wild card team.
It's too close to the
NFC. It's crazy. I wish Deshaun was in the NFC, bro. That'd That'd be dope. You know, like, see Deshaun versus Lamar in the Super Bowl. Now, that would be, like, the ultimate.
That would be good.
And I wouldn't be mad at whoever won. It's been a minute since I went to the Super Bowl, like, being okay with whoever won. Usually, like, be like, man, I don't want them niggas to win.
Let's, like, it's just great to see, because we 27, 28. I'm like, shit. You can imagine, like almost all, like, three of them niggas going to, four of them niggas going to Hall of Fame. Pat, Lamar, if he keep it up. Deshaun, if he keep it up. Pat, if he keep it up. Russell, what, 32, 33? You know, just, like, you can have four black dudes going in.
It's crazy because we older than most of them niggas.
Yeah.
What you say? At least older than me. I'm not used to this, bro. I'm not.
Yeah, we need Tom to stick around so we can feel like, okay, we young. Yeah, this good. Nigga 42. Shit. I don't think.
Can we what is the biggest surprise and the biggest disappointment in the NFL season right now for you guys towards the end of the year?
That's easy. The biggest disappointment is the Cowboys being 77. Because, again, like we showed yesterday, it would be different if we was the Bengals. I would be like, okay, we just trash. Like, it's whatever, and we just going to keep it moving. It's upsetting when you know you got talent and you niggas is 77 and for no good reason, bro. Like, why are we 77? There's no – you can't point at no good reason to say that other than inconsistency.
Like, to me, people are like, oh, it ain't all coaching, but – bro, if you watch the game, it's maybe one or two games we haven't been in. But other than that, bro, it's just like the small little details in the game is what causes us a lot of these.
Exactly. And in the NFL, bro, I mean, these are 1-2-3 point games easily, more than not. So that small little detail you miss is literally the difference between a win and a loss.
Yeah.
Literally. Like one decision. So it's like We're 7-7, so you got to give a 7-7 team with talent. You have to give what, 70% of the blame to the coaches?
Yes, yes, you do. It's about coaching and mental toughness. Your team ain't mentally tough; they buckle down. But I want to give credit. I don't want to sound like a homo, but let's be real. Let's give kudos to Mike Tomlin for never getting the credit he deserved. Everybody said, "Badass."
Oh,
no, let's be real though. Like, come on, Trey, you can't even hate, bro. You can't hate, bro.
Golly,
Trey,
that's why he asked that question. What is the biggest surprise?
No, it's not
he
a
set
surprise.
He set it up. He threw the pitch. He was waiting on the home run. He was waiting.
He had to say it himself.
No, I'm just saying though, man. Like, you know, y'all know my feelings on Fat Ass Whitlock. If we ever make it big, I'm squaring up with his fat ass right now. With knock off his fake wig piece. But
he ain't too small yourself, Gary, to call somebody fat.
Hey, and they were 3 hours
big.
Whitlock big. I don't care. But I'm just saying he went on national TV and told one of the most legendary franchises and they coached to tank. We all professionals here. Everybody got pride. We're gonna tank. We had the Dolphins. We went from 0-3, 1-4 to 8-5.
8-6.
Y'all lost last night. We lost last night. I know we're gonna bounce back. But you know, that's great coaching, man. And now one more thing and I'll be done with this part. Let's give a little credit to Marvin Lewis. Okay, I know it's ridiculous. Look, Marvin Lewis is trash, but Marvin Lewis had the same team last year. And I don't know how many games he won, but he won more than this year's team. What did they say about the new coach?
What? They go 7-8-1 last year?
Yeah, and they won one game this year. That's the same team, bro. They didn't have AJ last year like they did this year.
Well, who your biggest disappointment?
Oh, no. My biggest disappointment. No, the Cowboys disappointment.
I think I said the Falcons, bro. I didn't think the Falcons was going to be this bad.
That's the second time. That's the second time in 3 years, though, the Falcons being real bad. Like top 10, top 15.
Like if you look, at like since Matt Ryan been there, it's so crazy, bro. Like they'll have years where they 6-10, 6-10. Then they'll have a 11-5, 13-3, 12. It's like it's crazy how up and down they go, bro. Like I think that's really just the NFL. I think like other than the Patriots, which have like distorted the whole consistency thing, like if they wasn't there, it would be like it would be more understanding of why teams can't be consistent because it's just it's tough. Like injuries, stuff just happen every year, bro. And it's like you look at the Patriots, like oh, them niggas been winning 20 years in a row. But other than them, like it's hard to stay consistent like that. Yeah. And the Falcons are a representation of that because they just up and down, up and down. Even the Saints like that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they done had some bad seasons in there where it's like, what the hell?
The Packers, too?
Packers, too. Bro, think about that. Our freshman year of college, them niggas won the Super Bowl and ain't did nothing since.
Yep. They even got to – I think they even made it to a conference championship since. They ain't sniffed the motherfucker. And that was the last time the Packers had a good defense. In 2010, the Nick Collins got hurt the next year with that neck injury, and they ain't been the same since. They kept Dom Capers what 5 years too long. 5 years too long.
And was that the NFC Championship game? The time they lost to Seattle when they was up, and then the nigga messed up the onside kick. That might have been the game before the NFC Championship.
Yeah,
I think it was the game before.
It was game.
But that was the year. That was the same year as the Dez play. That was that year, I believe. I think that was the same year. So that was just karma.
But like
we all know, like, Dez caught it.
I've said for years, when it comes to Matt Ryan, I said for years, he's Joe Flacco without Julio. If you take away Julio, Matt Ryan is Joe Flacco. We've seen how he looked when Julio went down. He don't make players better. And Matt Ryan been looking 40 for years.
Trey.
Yo.
Biggest thing right now, your scandal got going on. What you thinking?
We're going to get some hard discipline, but I do believe that as long as it's been best finished and the ability to tell that the football operation did not receive or did not know anything about it, you got to move on. Like, I mean, if you do a full investigation and you find nothing about the football operation trying to receive the information or planned it in the first place, you got to move on. Like,
Yeah,
I feel the like the only thing I'll say is I feel like Bill knows everything that go on. So I'm not going to sit here and say that Bill had no idea about what he was doing. Just because of how obsessive Bill is, I don't think nothing happens without his knowing. Especially anything football related, and that's football related. He was filming football. So yeah. I don't know how deep it goes. I don't know how bad it is. I can't say that. But I will say.
Go ahead.
I was just saying. And I was just going to say, and when you are a repeat offender, just like in real life, I guess, for lack of a better word, when you are a repeat offender, you get hit worse, right?
Right.
So
I'm saying on the flip side of that, you know how Bill is. Nigga's intelligent. This nigga's smart. And on top of that, he's not dumb. I don't think he's dumb enough to. Yeah, let's do Spocky 2.0. Let's try this again and see if we won't get caught. That's why I guess I'm giving him the benefit of that. If it was the very first time, I'm like, oh, I don't know. But I think this time around, I was like, Bill Belichick got that dumb. Say the word videotape anymore, ever. No, I don't think he's that.
And what I didn't know until recently about like Spygate and all that was like, I can't remember if I just didn't read about it, but that was like when Roger Goodell saw the tapes and everything, like, nigga, they burned and stomped the tapes out right there. Like,
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's kind of like every scandal the Patriots has, why I feel like every Patriot scandal can be dispelled. Even Chris Tuck rule. Those tapes that were recorded, it was legal to record other teams. They just did it in the wrong way. But it was actually legal at the time. That's why Roger Goodell slapped him and threw it out. I mean, it was actually legal. If you read up, it was legal to record. They just tried to close the loophole and got caught on that part. But it wasn't just like, you know, forbidden. At, you know, 100%. But, you know, push the oranges, whatever.
Yeah. Vontae, Gary, what y'all think about it?
Yeah, I don't care.
I feel like
you don't think it's nothing.
What do you think is different than now? You remember when the Sean Payton got suspended a year for the bounty gate, and they said he told Roger Goodell, "I had no knowledge of it." Roger Goodell told him, "Well, you're the head coach. You're responsible." So, do you think it's different with Bill because it was like an outside firm that did it, or?
Both are, I guess, illegal or and malicious, but can't get more malicious than go end this guy's career and hurt his family and his people. You can't get more malicious. I think that's
exactly.
And I think what Roger Goodell, if like Vontae is saying, I guess to Roger's defense, he would be able to say, well, this person was your actual defensive coordinator setting this up. So you had to have knowledge and work with him right there. And it's your job to know that versus, okay, a video record working with Kraft Productions, all that. Roger could say, well, that's something that Bill, I honestly might not have known about, which I don't agree with, but that could be said.
I don't know nothing about y'all. The two. Do your job. I know y'all were filming it, but I didn't know y'all were going to the Cleveland Browns upstairs. So I didn't know that part. I might have known y'all were doing the whole documentary, but you know, y'all just telling me every little thing y'all doing. Yeah, we're gonna record the, you know, XYZ. I don't know. Just, whatever. I'm trying to coach, you know.
Y'all wanna get into some predictions or wait? Super Bowl.
I say wait.
It's winding down. if you don't predict now, what we gonna predict when the playoff teams get set?
Yeah, when they set, because we don't depending on how we look these last 2 weeks. Y'all might see us making a run, brother.
My nigga.
All we gotta do is keep feeding Zeke. Keep feeding him.
How long you been saying that shit and y'all still be losing?
Bro, at the same time, Zeke is on pace for a 1,400-yard season, bro. Like, it ain't like he been playing bad.
It's just the fact that he ain't been passing the eye test most of the week.
Yeah.
But is Amari, even if y'all do make the playoffs, is Amari Cooper going to play the way he's supposed to or he going to disappear?
Amari, I'm going to be honest. Amari been hurt, like, all season. I mean, early in the season, I think he's going to show up, though.
I think another thing, the funniest thing to me right now is the Raiders. Everybody, you remember the beginning of the year, everybody's like, the Raiders gonna make the playoffs. And they were 6-2 or 6-4, and they went on a 4-game losing streak, and they've been outscored, 136-20?
Gary, who are y'all the last two games?
We got the Jets and the Ravens.
Y'all
8-6.
Oh,
yeah,
8-6. Y'all gonna pick for
sure. What? I can't hear you.
I hope y'all finish 7-8. Or 7-7, I'm sorry.
We got 8 wins already, fool.
Oh, y'all 8. Oh, I hope y'all finish 8-8. No. 9-7. I hope y'all beat the Ravens.
If we beat the Jets next week, we will be 9-6. And if the Titans lose to the Saints and the Steelers and the Texans beat the Bucks, we already in the playoffs. We make the playoffs.
Well, I hope y'all beat the Ravens. I don't care what else y'all might come and do.
We could have beat them a few weeks back, but dumbass Randy Fickner with that damn Wildcat interception in the first quarter. Interception. No, we lost in the overtime by a field goal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Get your facts straight, nigga. Don't be trying to throw our lies. Nah. So that was Lamar Jackson's worst game this year next to the Buffalo game. That nigga half the interceptions came on that one game. We just didn't have no offense.
Hold on, real quick.
I'm ready for Ben to come back. Shit, last night pissed me off.
So Gary, what you think about Oakland? I mean Oakland. Well, the Raiders moving to Las Vegas.
Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders is a team. They should be ashamed of themselves. Nobody ain't finna pay for no stadiums. Y'all ain't won since 2002. I ain't doing nothing incredible since 2002. Like, and you going to Vegas? Nobody give a fuck about football in Vegas. They deserve to lose their last game in Oakland.
Trey, you feel comfortable going into the playoffs?
Not right now. I'm not comfortable right now.
I know y'all gonna make the playoffs as a Patriots, but are you even just be real? Can you be honest with us? Do you have any faith in y'all offense?
I have faith in Josh McDaniels more than our actual offense. Hopefully, yeah. Him and Bill put something crazy together, and I hope our defense can hold strong because our offense is, you know, a shell of itself right now. And I mean, it's not just the player; it's the personnel. We ain't got the personnel right now. I don't think Brady is playing much worse than he is last year. I think it has nothing to go through. That and the offensive line. We got, you know, the third string center in and the backup left tackle. And you just no tight end this year. You ain't got the personnel. So
I like what Shannon Sharp said. It's like he might still be playing the same amount of numbers as Brady, but Brady can't uplift subpar players anymore. Shit, he can't do it.
It's like you can't uplift subpar players if you have a protection. So that's another thing. Like,
And
in the same breath, players, you have to have that one leader other than yourself. When you had Gronk out there, when you had at least one Edelman, a healthy Edelman, you could. But nobody's worth nothing.
But a lot of that got to be placed on development too, though. A lot of them niggas been on the team. Like Dorsett been on that team what 3 years now.
It's injured. N'Keal Harrison played his first week. Now you can't learn anything on the sideline. Like I said, our backup left tackle's in and out. We're on third string center. We got protection. Edelman ribs is always hurt. It's more so injury. The new we got him and he got hurt the next week. Like we just, you know, and I don't think it's development. I think we just ain't got no health. Like we really depleted more than usual. You know,
gave a second for him, and he ain't panned out.
Oh yeah, that's what. Like, yeah, his stats. I don't know. I thought he was gonna be a big addition to their offense.
Sanu?
Yeah, Sanu.
I did too until I heard like before he even played his first game. There's like, and Sanu was the third option in Atlanta. I was like, what? Oh, heck no. Oh.
Yeah. You forget Riley Reed. You know, really was the one that was balling.
I mean, the Falcons are like 1-26. I forgot I stopped watching him, so I thought Sanu's number two option. I'm like, golly.
He was for a while.
So he was.
He played like a third string receiver. Like he didn't elevate to back to his number two, number one status. Like I was hoping we go get the dude from Minnesota so bad. I can't think of his name right now.
Trey Wells, Trey Wells.
No,
Diggs.
Yeah.
We could have got him. Give him that capital.
We ain't got no. We really got the kill hair. He's big, but he's not a deep threat. We have no deep threat right now. It's our personnel. We ain't got it right now. I saw last night. I mean, when the Rams were playing, I missed Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks, one concussion away from being out of that.
I understand that, but I'm just saying it's with us. You know, he had the concussion in the Super Bowl that kind of hurts against the Eagles, but I mean, he'll take the top off the defense. I mean,
I feel like if he get one more concussion, man, he need to get out of the league. But I think he was out. He missed 4 weeks this year with a concussion. That shit scary, dog. Remember when Aaron Rodgers had the concussion? Nigga missed all the week.
Gary.
Yeah.
On the topic of, I wasn't even thinking about this. On top of, we talking about biggest disappointments this season. What about the Browns?
Oh, well, they're all who I thought they were. You already know. Don't get me started. Denny Green, baby. It's a losing culture. Remember what I said? What 2 years ago, or almost 2 years ago, about the Jags? They all who we are. They got a losing culture. They'll come back down to earth.
I said that because they were going to the playoffs.
I know, but I said that shit too. When I was already, I said y'all, they're gonna be just the same way they was. But still, like you say, losing culture, Trey. And look, can we talk about this report that was posted by Jay Glazer or whoever that nigga was? Talking about them niggas screaming to the sidelines of the car or something about come get me. And Jarvis Landry,
yeah.
Mr. It's contagious, bro. It's contagious. His ass up there screaming, come get me. Bitch, nigga, please. What's a loser?
Can y'all hear me, bro? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Bro.
Mr. It's contagious, bro. It's also your credibility right there. Yeah. Cameras. You did it for the Vine. All that other shit. It's Instagram. This nigga wanna. They ain't Arizona so much better. Shit. And the people telling them come get me, y'all the reason they losing. You supposed to be the superstar. You supposed to be Mr. 80 million. Mr. 100 catches, 9 yards per catch.
Yeah. That's a tough situation. I was definitely one of the people who picked them to win the division. I thought it was theirs for taking.
My boy Lou be on that hype beast shit, you know. I'm like, he just got caught up in the moment. He forgot who he's talking about.
When they had talent, I think it come down to coaching, just like with the Cowboys.
It's,
I think
the coach, no, it's coaching.
not even schemes or nothing like that. I just don't think they take Freddie Kitchens serious. Like Freddie Odell Kitchens is like
he don't even care. Bro.
So again, like if Tomlin coached the Browns, I think it would be reversed. I think they would be the ones in a better position. Like it's just different. They don't respect Freddie Kitchens, bro.
I feel like this year, like what they say, like Mike Tomlin put his stamps on the team. He don't got to worry about no egos. He's just out there coaching defensive football and making shit happen. I think we should get rid of Randy Fickner.
I think I need to move on from Ben, bro. I think.
Oh yeah, we will, but we need to get a quarterback. Hey Lou, you had some. One of y'all niggas has some quarterback skills in high school. We'll take y'all right now. We just need you to read a defense.
Yeah, Mason Norduck is the answer.
Oh, once Mason Rudolph got Groundhog Day with the helmet, it's over.
Well, bro, y'all have been through them two, Landry Jones, Josh Dobbs.
And look where we at. We on 8-6. Ooh. When people said, shit, and that's a better – and what's y'all record right now, Cowboys?
Ooh.
And we in a and we in a so-called tougher division. Y'all just gonna win 9 games. And I think the winner of the division will be 9 games. Shit. You acting like X. Shut it down, Vontae. You acting like X. Shit. Talking about
I need a quarterback, bro.
I know, but even without a quarterback, we got a better record. Y'all got more talent than us this year.
Hey, who y'all beat? Y'all get 2 wins from the Bengals.
I don't care about who we beat. It's the fact that we don't have our starting quarterback, nigga. We don't have Ben. We on our fourth. Yeah,
that could be looked at as a good thing.
All by the side, right here. I got a question. Who's the better quarterback? Both healthy, of course. Big Ben or Dak Prescott, right?
Big Ben.
Oh, hell no. Big Ben can't even move no more, bro. Hell no.
It's about throwing. Nobody about
Trey. Okay, Trey. Who would you want? Who would you want quarterback in your team today?
You don't even like Dak, Lou.
Trey,
you don't even like
Trey.
Dak.
Okay, Gary. Trey, who would you want quarterback in your team?
Right now?
Yes. The 300-pound statue.
Bro, I watched Tom Brady for too long and the way we play offense. I got to pick Big Ben. I got to.
And then you're going to lose, just like he lost to the Patriots to start the year off.
That was one week.
Four Big Ben should be that big. You can't tell me he extends the play like as if he was smart.
Especially, okay, so that's like saying, okay, so going into next year, you want Big Ben, a nigga who ain't going to be able to throw for even 3 more months or Dak. Because it's the same thing as it is now. He ain't thrown in 3 months. He ain't going to be able to throw for another 3. Like, he's dead. He can't even move no more. And in the NFL, what we see, all these movement mobile quarterbacks, you want an old 300-year-old statue. Phillip finna be gone. Eli finna be gone. It's time for Ben to be gone. It's time, bro.
Eli should have been gone. Phillip been – like he, everybody talking about Eli. Shit, Phillip didn't make the playoffs the same amount of time.
It's just time for them niggas to hang it up, bro. That draft class, they had a good run.
Is Dak gonna get paid? Like, let's see. Like, what is Dak really worth? Take away. Like, I know Lou don't really like Dak that much, but if you want to be like, we were sensible. I'll give Dak by 25 minutes.
Well, that's a whole different conversation because I don't like how it is in the NFL where quarterbacks have like to be paid the most.
I don't like.
I feel like it should be like the best players get paid the most, and most, it should be like however that ever started where the quarterbacks got paid the most. I hate it. That's stupid as hell.
Let me stop you right there. If you're going to say that, then you can't complain when teachers and firefighters and people in the military complain about football players getting paid a lot. It's all
what you mean?
It's all supply and demand. Well, teachers should get – why teachers get paid this and
football players – I'm 100% teachers should get paid. Like, if you do jobs like that, like teachers, you controlling basically our future. Firefighters, obviously, you doing that. Police, like, I'm cool with them getting paid, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Whatever.
I'm not saying they paid more. I'm saying when people say football players shouldn't make millions for just running around the field hitting people. That's what I'm saying. Those kind of people.
Yeah.
No, like, I don't agree with that because they play a sport that make billions of dollars. They should get paid. Yeah,
this is the point. Now, that's what Trey getting at.
It's not even about the sport. It's about the
economy. The economy. The economics.
If it's a multi-billion dollar business and you're in that business, your piece, even under the owner, is going to be millions. This is how it is. So in the quarterback, the supply and demand, they're more likely than any quarterback. And the quarterback is just as valuable, but it's just what it is. I mean, it's supply and demand.
You know what I heard?
Go ahead, Lou.
Go. You good.
No, I'm just saying the thing that to me that really hurt the QB money, like everybody getting paid so much, was when niggas like Stafford and especially Joe Flacco, were at the highest paid when they were paid more than Tom Brady and Rodgers and like quarterbacks that were better than them. And that's what fucked it up.
And everybody isn't Tom, but he set the precedent for not taking the most. And on top of that, like, again, if I look at Tom taking less, and then I also already feel like quarterbacks shouldn't just be automatically paid the highest. Like, Zeke is a better player than Dak. Zeke should make more money than Dak. He's a better player. I wish that how it was, period, so you wouldn't have to worry about that.
The running back. Zeke is better than Dak, and that may be 100% true. If those
you get more years as the quarterback,
if those two players right there say they were at the same, you know, talent level they right now, ain't nothing wrong with they fully 100% healthy. What's gonna hurt the Cowboys more? Dak going out for the season or Zeke going out for the season?
It would depend. No, in a general sense, okay, you need a good quarterback before you need a good running back. I could plug in Tony Pollard and we would have been okay. I agree with that totally. But at the same time, no, I agree with that. But at the same
Pollard can step in better and replace Zeke than whoever y'all number two quarterback can step in replace Dak.
Right, but it's not always like that though. There are certain situations where the backup could be just as good as the starter, which obviously is not more than likely is not going to be that, but there is. No, but I agree with you saying because I feel like we didn't even have to pay Zeke all that. Like, I feel like running backs are replaceable. You can get a nigga in the fifth round, and which is different than any other position in the NFL. Like, you could get a nigga from college and he could come in and start because it's literally just running. Like, of course, the better backs have better vision, better cuts, everything like that. But again, the 49ers' best running back right now is a nigga who's been cut 2-3 times, Raheem Mostert. So it really don't – it matters, but it don't. So I don't think you need a running back that high. But at the same time, again, I just wish it wasn't like that, bro, because now we have to pay Dak $37 million a year for what? I mean, just because they said that that's what they should make.
Because somebody else is it's the market. Like, it's not
– And again, when you look at a nigga who wins and is willing to take less, that's like, dang. But again, everybody is not in his situation. Yeah. Get your money, of course. But I wish we just had the equivalent of Zeke at quarterback, which would be like Deshaun Watson. And I wouldn't have no problem paying him or Mahomes. But we have the equivalent of – Chris Carson, like, you're cool, but you're not the top.
Like, I like what I'm about to say. Trey will enjoy and agree with. While golf ain't it, you pay golf what over 100 million, what 90 guaranteed. Some guys just ain't it, and they just getting that paper.
And it's not. hindsight is always 20/20, and it's not about what they gonna be worth because you don't know. But it's like if you pay him this, or he can leave. What's your chance?
But NFL, we know them niggas really can't leave. They pretty much got slave ties on them niggas. Like, okay, we're gonna franchise you again, and then go from there. But on the Rams, as far as Jared Goff, they jumped the gun. They didn't have to pay him yet. Just imagine if they was paying him now after this season versus before. They would have got him at a cheaper rate. They would have been able to say, here's what you did this year. This is what you look like. This is what we're going to pay you. But instead, you jump the gun. You do it before you have to.
Yeah. But I've been saying, like, golf, it ain't golf. It's the system. That's what I've been saying. It's not golf making them play. It's the system.
I would agree with that. But remember when we saw golf with Jeff Fisher, he looked like complete garbage. Yeah. Like, at least now he looks like something. So, I mean,
yeah.
If it's the system both times, then the system saved him versus a garbage system. Yeah.
But I feel like the true golf is what we saw with Fisher. And I feel like when they went to the playoffs that first time and the next year after that, every time they took the ball away from Gurley and they gave it to Goff to really take over, he didn't do shit. He fumbled. And that was all the insight I needed. When they started losing more games or struggling in games, it was because they wanted to pass more than run. And he showed he ain't built to carry him with that arm. Like, yeah. To me, this year was when they lost to the Steelers.
Yeah, you can't lose to the Steelers, bro.
You can't. You wasn't supposed to lose to us.
I hate watching the Steelers win because we should have two of their best players on defense, and we don't. And we should have them. We could easily have them. And everything would be totally different. I said we could easily have two of y'all better players on defense easily. Oh, yeah. We could have drafted TJ Watt and we could have traded for Minka this year.
I remember y'all the ones told me about the trade because I didn't know nothing about the trade until y'all said something in the group chat. And I was like, fuck it. I'm riding with my team. Fuck it. We ain't giving up. And that nigga making the Pro Bowl this year, maybe make all pro team. Shout out to TJ Watt. I was skeptical at first because your injury history. But you know. 13 sacks back to back, baby. You know, 6 forced fumbles. Let them know how it is. Defensive player of the year. You wish you had a defensive player like that. Gilmore. Like, I would say this. Gilmore can always play, but he was inconsistent in Buffalo. But I'll say this. Buffalo always got players on defense. What happened? They leave. They go somewhere else, and they thrive. It's just something about being in Buffalo, bro. You got to get away. You gotta get away.
Any other NFL topics y'all want to get to? Because we could really chop this up and do a whole different one for the NBA talk.
Yeah, I am keeping up with a lot of basketball right now, but I just want to see what the rookies looking like. Because like I know John Morant.
Hold on, like, save it. Save it for the next segment. We're gonna break it up, bro. Because this been an hour, so we'll just do a whole different one. But bro, that's why I said the NFL. Any other NFL y'all want to get into? What'd you say?
We good. We need to.
Y'all scary. Y'all don't want to do Super Bowl predictions. All good. I feel you.
Now wait till playoffs start for me.
LGTV, this was the NFL talk for this episode. We'll be right back with the NBA. Lou. Thank you.